Well, howdy, partner. Welcome to Chimpy Owls, to Deadlands Reloaded. So, I shall give you the rundown of the town. Could you all make me a notice roll? Just give me a general idea of what you do and don't pick up on.
Nine.
Travel around. So, 9, 4, 8, 12. So you make it with a raised wolf. Reverend Allen.
But I am not travelling around. I'm going to the hotel.
Oh, you're just heading straight. You're not going to get a feel for the town while you're here.
No, they've seen, like, oh, we're going to, you know, they make murmurings about trying to find somewhere to bunk down.
Yeah.
I'm going to the hotel.
Oh, right, okay. Fair enough, yeah. And Jebediah, so are you going with this, your new Native American friend?
Yes. Well, I can bunk down in the wilderness, but if I can find shelter, then all the better. So I got a 3.
So Wolf. Wolf is obviously clearly the more observant of you at the moment. So the town consists of 3 main streets. 1st, 2nd and 3rd Avenue, and you're currently on 3rd Avenue. And these 3 streets run between Main Street and Daly Street, creating rough blocks. Along the left hand of 3rd Avenue is the chapel, which appears to be relatively newly built and painted. Derelict building, and then the gaudily painted 2-story dual theatre, ironically, facing the chapel. Along the right hand side are a rather large cemetery, which is filled with a lot of relatively fresh wooden crosses, dominated in the centre by a large, ornate mausoleum. Next is the sturdy but fairly weathered Crimea River Hotel, then a newly built schoolhouse, and finally a newly built 2-story library, it would appear. Lining 2nd Avenue are a couple of derelict buildings and a blacksmith. The blacksmith's windows are heavily coated and smeared with soot. And lining 1st Avenue, amongst other abandoned buildings, are an abandoned livery and bank. Daly Street is largely lined by the cemetery at one end, and what must have been once a fairly impressive homestead that has been razed to the ground. There are also a couple of abandoned buildings along here, including one that's sign proclaims Coffin Rock Herald. And finally, Main Street hosts several abandoned buildings, including a barber's, general store and hardware store, and a sayer's office and a mayor's office, which are closed up but do appear to be in some sort of use. A sign of a saw and bandages, which would indicate a doctor's. A large building of which piano music drifts out of and marks itself as the 6 feet under saloon. And last but not least, a building with a large, rather crude copper marshal's badge in the window, which would seem to indicate where the law resides. Just for a second, you sure you get a glimpse of yourself, Wolf, shackled in a prison cell in the star, but you know, just a moment's fancy. As you pass, as you glance back, and you can clearly see your own distorted reflection in this, you know, crudely made metal star.
Well, I think that's a sign from the spirits.
You certainly could. So it's got all the basic amenities of a small town. It's just that the smaller businesses are just closed up.
There are one or two, there's a building behind a 6 feet under saloon. Is that just, are they just derelict?
They are, yes. Yeah.
See. So.
Can you just roll me a, I don't suppose anyone has streetwise, do they?
Yeah, yeah, no one has street mice to know, so...
So can you just roll me another notice, please, Jebediah? Because you did say you were looking for it, and I didn't really take that into account.
I think that's a fail, is it?
No.
Yeah, it's just a failure. Yeah. 2 ones would be a critical fail. Yeah, I mean, the abandoned buildings look... Well, they're not just abandoned. The ones that are unnumbered are derelict. So you're right. Probably be safer sleeping under the stars, because God knows what vermin, you know, or dangers may lay in a building that looks like it's about to collapse.
Right, yeah, yeah, cool. Okay.
Hmm.
So, any ideas, partner?
Yeah, I think we stay in the hotel. I have a bad feeling. It's not a good town.
Well, I don't know if I can... I don't know if I can afford the hotel.
Don't worry.
Okay. Okay.
We'll go. We'll trot on to the hotel.
Okay. So, we'll go back to Reverend Allen first, because you clearly there, you were sort of circling the town, just having a... I mean, that only took you 20 minutes. It's, you know, you've been around the centre of the town, as I say, there's outs, you know, for want of a better word, there is suburbs, which, you know, consist of maybe, yeah, 50, 100 houses, various different states of repair, and, but this is, you know, the core, the shopping centre, if you like. So yeah, Reverend Allen, you go to the Crystal River Hotel. Yeah, you go in. So the building is, yeah, probably in its heyday, which probably wasn't that long ago, really. It was quite a nice building, and so the building itself is sound and it's not in disrepair, apart from the paintwork, really, which gives it quite a run-down feel to it. You know, as you go inside, downstairs is obviously, as you go into reception, and as you can see, there's a dining room off to one side, and you know, to the other is obviously a place where the guests could have, or still can, you know, just go and relax and intermingle, you know, just like a loungy sort of area. But the downstairs seems to be, you know, sort of given up to that style of things. And then, you know, obviously the rooms are upstairs. Behind the reception desk, just sort of spinning idly on, you know, sort of a wooden casted chair, is, you know, again, a youngish man. There seems to be quite a youngish population on the whole. Again, maybe 30s or so. And much like the barman, he seems to be, you know, what he's wearing is obviously work attire that was meant to be presentable and present a good impression to customers. But you can see it's crumpled. It clearly hasn't been laundered very well for at least several days, possibly considerably longer. Unkempt hair. Looks like a man who's just given up on looking after himself. He's still going through the motions of putting on the right clothes and everything, but he's not making much of an effort.
There's a general feel about of malaise about this town. They need to book their ideas up.
Yeah, and I think maybe on your travels, you may have seen things like this in other places where these boom towns spring up, are amazingly successful, and then, you know, quickly fall into disrepair because of whatever it was the core of the wealth has dried up.
It's gone.
But so many certain people are so invested in the place that they just have no option but to stay, and it just slowly grinds them down, you know. It's what your dreams, especially if you've been successful, to then be eking out an existence. It, you know, it's not something unfamiliar, I don't think.
Head over to the barkeep or receptionist, whatever he is. Yeah. Good afternoon there, sir.
Good afternoon, he says, still not stopping his constant gentle spinning in a circle on his chair.
I'd be after a room for at least the night. If you have lodging.
And he does actually stop. And he says, I think I might squeeze you in, he says, pointing at the rack on the wall with the room keys on, of which there is not one key missing. That normally I would say, well, no, take your pick. Which room would you want?
Do you have a room with a bath?
A bath? I would say there's only me here now. So before we, you know, we have baths, but I've got no one to fill it for you. If I was you, I'd get to the bathhouse. You don't have to. You can just have a bath.
Okay. I'll take that as a no, then.
Well, you could have, a room with a bath, but I can't put any water in it.
Okay.
And the dining room's closed as well.
I see.
You can see the dining room is, it's all set. You know, like it was going to be full, but when your attention's drawn to it, you can see that the place settings seem to have not the shine of the silverware they should, almost like they're covered in this faint layer of dust.
I see. So, where can I get victuals in this town, then, if you are no longer serving a meal?
Oh, food! Well, the 6 feet under does some food. It's, it ain't great, but it's the only food you're going to get.
Okay.
Unless you cook it yourself, of course. Or you could go to the Jeweled Theatre. They'll do anything if the price is right, and I'm sure they'll cook you a meal if you pay enough.
No, well, it might leave a bitter aftertaste. I will take lodging for a night, maybe more, but I will let you know about that tomorrow.
Okay, that'll be $1, and you take your pick of the keys.
$1? For a night? And no bath? And no food? Okay. $1. Crumbs. I hope your beds are comfy.
Of course. Only the freshest linen.
Can I have a key?
There's like 18 keys. Yeah. Which number do you want?
Which one's the nearest?
Oh, I see. That'll be room 1.
Thank you. I'll walk off, shaking my head.
And, it is. It's the first room as you reach the top of the stairs, and as you sort of let yourself in. It's a nice enough room. It's, you know, it's a reasonably spacious. It's well appointed. It's not tatty or run down. It just obviously hasn't been used in a reasonable amount of time. So it's not dirty as in grime dirty, yeah. But there's a layer of dust where you just wouldn't expect maybe dust to be in a well-used room.
It's just been unused. Oh.
But it's certainly, the bed seems comfy enough. It seems good quality stuff. You know, it's obviously when this was well-maintained and probably well-staffed, it was probably well worth the $1.
Okay. I'll, and get my key, and I'll head out of the hotel.
You come out to meet Jebediah Wolf, just about to head in.
So, gentlemen, are you planning on staying here the night? They have little in the means of amenities.
Like the whole town. I get bad.
Well, that seemed to be Wolf's intention.
Yeah.
It's a $1 for a room.
I get a bad feeling this town is not good.
Definitely feels like it's taken a kick in the pants and is trying to recover from it.
There's something else.
You think we should stay outside the town?
Can you all roll me a notice?
You can. I've paid for my room. Well...
Wow.
Nope.
Hold on.
I think Reverend Allen.
Oh, you mean wild dice.
Reverend Allen has just rolled a notice. Oh, yeah. A raise.
Yeah. I keep forgetting about the wild dice. Yeah. And so has Jebediah.
Got 5 as well.
Yeah. You all made it. Yeah. Reverend Allen and Jebediah are. Yeah, you're sort of stood discussing this outside. Yeah, you've got this derelict building behind you, you've got the church and the graveyard off to your right. in a complete dichotomy. You've got to the left of you, you've got the, you know, the jeweled theatre literally across the way from the church, and then you've got this, you know, these two brand new buildings that obviously appear to be unused and maybe have never been used by the looks of them. But you think you hear both Reverend Alan and Jebediah, the giggles of a young child coming from the empty school building.
Did you hear that, Reverend?
The giggles of a young child from the empty schoolroom.
And in fact, you realise that you've not seen any children at all.
Sounded like a child.
In fact, with a raise, a young girl.
So that's where they keep the children. Maybe.
Let's mosey over.
Maybe she's got somewhere to stay. So let's go and investigate.
Let's see what a young child is doing on her own.
And
in a town like this.
And why's she giggling?
That's because she knows where Jacob Pitt is, and she's not going to tell us.
So yeah, you head over to the school building, and you see, yeah, it's it is, yeah, as you get closer, it is obviously a new construction. You can almost smell, you know, the fresh timber and fresh paint on the peripheries of your senses. Yeah. Well, everything looks new and pretty much unused. There's no telltale scuff marks. No, just those little signs that when somewhere's in use, even if it's well maintained. So yeah, as you come up to the building, you can see that it's got a schoolyard, as it were, marked out, but it's not been. They've obviously not got as far as actually fencing it off and all that, but you can see that, you know, the stakes in the ground for it. I guess as you're assessing the outside of the building, yeah, the entrance is obvious. It's on the front and on the street. Excuse me, sorry. Reverend Alan, your hat is almost knocked from your head as something ricochets off the front of it.
Did we hear anything?
Settle down now.
just roll me a notice, Wolf. You see a little rock ping off the front of Reverend Alan's hat.
What, fast or?
Just a stone.
From a catapult or from just somebody throwing it, do I think?
If you got a raise, I would say, yeah, you might be able to make that call.
I'll look back at the school building.
So, yeah, I mean, you were all looking towards the school building, so you know, it must have come from that way, presumably, because it clipped the front of his hat. But you can't see anything.
Let's go look.
Be more careful with visitors, will you?
Are you okay there, Reverend?
Well, there's... apart from flying stones.
Yeah, you would say there's, you know, obviously some kid throwing stones. Obviously finding it entertaining to buddy.
I'll run up to the door. And go straight through the door, if it's open.
So, yeah, Wolf suddenly makes a bolt for the door. Jebediah and Reverend Alan, are you taking it quite as seriously as Wolf, or?
Well, walk in behind him. Not making it.
Yeah, not taking it quite as serious, you know. More curious. If it had been a stick of dynamite, then that'd be a different matter. But I didn't even see the stone, so.
So, can you, all three of you, please draw three bennies? A white one allows you to re-roll any trait roll, soak a wound, make a roll to soak a wound. So you make a vigor roll, and if you make it, you don't take that wound. And, or eliminate the shaken condition. If you roll to soak a wound and you soak it, you get rid of the shaken condition as well, if you have it. A red one allows you to roll, do all that. It also allows you to roll an additional d6 and add it to the total of any roll, if you so choose. Also allows you to negate a critical failure. But that will also give me a bonus chip, which I draw random.
Mm-hmm.
And the blue one does exactly the same as the red, just means I don't get a bonus chip.
Are these fate chips?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I get one less per session.
Oh, do you? So only draw two then. Or if you draw three, just remove the last one.
No problem.
I mean, I'm... So, yeah, you rush towards the door, Wolf.
I get plus two to my notice against surprise in a tactical situation.
Are you a scout?
I am.
So, yeah, you rush up to the door. Reverend Allen and Jebediah, you were sort of going up to the door, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. We were following him.
Wolf, as you get to the door, what are you doing? Are you just piling through? Are you...
Listen first, and then force my way through.
I have to, as yeah, you press your ear to the door, you're trying to listen to see if you can hear anything. Reverend Allen and Jebediah, you sort of, you know, come up behind Wolf. You know, have you got weapons drawn or?
No.
That sounds fair enough. You've only heard the laughter of a child.
Yeah, giggling schoolgirls. Get the carbine
that's
out.
Good. Can you all give yourself an extra Benny? Because I think for not metagaming this, considering as I've drawn this out for so long, you deserve a bit of a reward for that. You could have all drawn weapons because you know that something's coming. As you press your ear to the door, again, you hear the, you know, the tinkling giggles of like a, you know, what is probably, you know, a very young child, very young female child. As the detritus and debris of the building works that still remain on the floor burst up into the air, swirl into a fucking tornado of flying debris.
Wow, French preservers.
With them in what is quite a large area.
So I'm guessing we don't want to stay in the schoolyard.
What are people's toughnesses?
5.
Okay, so Wolf, you're okay.
5.
And so are you, Reverend Allen? Jebediah?
4.
4. So yeah, this debris swirls into the air and just like a little mini tornado, it's just whipped everything up. And although it's peppering you with, you know, sand and bits, you know, small bits of, you know, stone and sticks and stuff, a combination of, you know, shielding your faces and all that means that it's uncomfortable, but it's not hurting anyone to any extent. Can you all roll me a grit roll, please? As this rather strange tornado appears out of nowhere.
14.
Yeah, you're fine.
Plus one, so that's... Do I go for the wild die?
Yes, you can, 5. By all means. That's one is... Sorry, Reverend Allen and Wolf. This is unusual, but it's just fucking odd. Jebediah, this is unnerving. You're at -1 until otherwise informed.
Okay.
You know, you're feeling like you do when you go to the dark, to the toilet in the middle of a night at a campsite and you get the willies. You know what I mean? You just feel very unsettled. There's something not quite right about this. I mean, everything you're seeing makes sense. You know, there's a wind, there's things hitting you, you're in a little tornado. They do sometimes happen. It's not unheard of, but it just doesn't seem quite right. And the tinkling laughter of this girl that is now here audible to all of you just seems to underpin the tingles that are going up and down your spine.
I'm going to pull my tomahawk off my back.
So next it is Jebediah.
Well, in that case, I'm going to draw my shooting iron. And,
see how unnerved you pull your weapon from your holster. Right, okay, so next would be Reverend Allen. Unfortunately, Wolf is the slowest one off the block, so...
Okay. Is he through the door?
The door.
No, he was listening at the door, and it suddenly burst up around you. It's almost like someone was trying to stop you getting in.
Okay.
Well, I say someone.
Back door must be open for this wind to blow up so much detritus.
You slip in the back door.
Yeah, that is what Guts Roll is all about. It's like whether you, you know, a combination of whether you just steal yourself or whether you just dismiss it.
Get in there. Say I'm poking forward.
The wind spirits are not happy. I will split the wind. I'll burst through the door.
So yeah, you burst through the door. I'm sorry, Reverend Allen, have you pulled a weapon or anything?
No.
Alright, okay. So yeah, you burst through the door. The door is unlocked. And it slams open. You see like a short corridor. There's a, you know, a maybe, you know, 25, 30 feet. There's a door at the other end, which you can see, you know, it's obviously must lead out into, you know, what would be this staked out playground. And to either side, to one side is a single door, and then to the other side are two doors. Again, the corridor, although you can see it, it's a few cobwebs. Do you get cobwebs in this? but you know, then there's sort of signs of, you know, dust settling in, little imperfections in the plaster and things. It looks freshly painted, although the paint has obviously been on a while, but it's not, there's no scuff marks or anything. It's obviously completely unused. The doors look brand new.
Nothing here.
And yeah, as you push through the door and step out of that little tornado that you've just been stood in. Yeah, it's perfectly quiet. Eerily quiet.